Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Sir, we just like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion. I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
Have they worked for?
They work for any news media outlet? Anybody who lives in your house? No? Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I'm 18. Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
No, a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
I'm not so strong.
Okay. In the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? President Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
I will be 24 come election time, but I'm 23 right now.
Thank you. Now, sir, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
I would be white.
Okay. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential congressional elections in November 2024? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. Any number.
Well, I am going to vote, but I'd say like 5.
But, okay. Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with everything?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? Okay. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
That's a hard one. I'd say...
You got somewhat approved or somewhat disapproved? Those are the middle ones.
Somewhat approved.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Now, your options are strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat disapproved.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you real quick the list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and Congress to be focused on. Can you please tell me for each one, rate on the scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Now, here's the first issue. Fighting inflation and improving the economy. What number?
Like a 7.
Okay. And combating the climate change and protecting the environment. What number?
10.
Okay. And improving K to 12 education. What number?
7.
Okay. And protecting voting rights and democracy. What number?
10.
Okay. And banning TikTok. What number? How important?
Banning TikTok?
Yeah. How important of an issue is that for you?
0.
Okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10.
10.
And banning assault weapons. What number?
I'd say 6.
Okay. And protecting our personal data online from foreign countries. How important of an issue is that for you from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And addressing immigration and border security from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you believe that the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and I'd like to for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of, again, from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel any particular warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10, from 100, I'm sorry, 0 to 100. And if you don't recognize the name or have no opinion, let me know, okay? Here's the first one, TikTok, from 0 to 100. How warm and favorable do you feel?
I'm going to go 60.
60, okay. And Donald Trump, what number?
Zero.
And Democrats in Congress in general, what number?
Like 40.
Okay. And Cory Booker, recognize the name?
Cory Booker?
Yes.
60.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
50.
Okay. And X, or formerly known as Twitter, how warm and favorable do you feel towards that institution?
Nowadays, like 30.
Okay. And how about Charmaine the God, from 0 to 100?
This is part of the poll?
Yeah, it's just, they want to know how warm and favorable you feel towards that person.
Towards Charlemagne the God?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 35?
Okay. And how about Mark Zuckerberg from 0 to 100?
Like 20.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress in general?
10.
And Cornel West?
Seventy.
Okay. And how about you two? How warm and favorable?
90.
90, okay. And moving right along. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent, Cornel West, and Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, from who would you vote if you had to decide today? And if you are undecided, please say so.
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? And if you can mention just one thing so I can write it down.
One thing?
Yeah, just one thing that makes you support Joe Biden.
Oh, man. Accomplishments.
The accomplishment that he has during his presidency, right? Accomplishment, okay. Thank you.
Or his legislation.
Okay, understood. Now, changing gears a little bit now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say that you understand or and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
How much I know?
Yes, how much you know or have heard, how much have you heard or understand about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think the artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or in our society, or more of a threat?
Oh, can I answer neutral?
Of course. Your options were much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat. You don't want to pick any of them?
Somewhat of a benefit.
Somewhat of a benefit. Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right. Which one is
should be more regulated.
Should be more regulated. Okay. And thinking about their potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The U.S. law enforcement, the big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, China, the U.S. government, foreign tech companies, or Russia? Who do you think represents the biggest threat?
Can you say that one more? The biggest threat to what?
Okay, and let me read it again. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Law enforcement, big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, China, U.S. government, foreign tech companies, or Russia?
Tech companies.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Foreign tech companies, thank you. Okay, whenever you don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know so we can move forward. And there's no right or wrong answer, okay, sir? I do appreciate your patience. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? How about TikTok? Do you use that multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all? TikTok.
Now, a couple of times a month.
Thank you. And how about X, or formerly known as Twitter?
Multiple times a day.
Okay, thank you. Multiple times a day. How about YouTube?
Multiple times a day.
Okay, and how about Instagram? Once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a day, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all? Instagram.
Maybe once a day.
Okay. How about Facebook? Same question, same options.
Couple times a month.
Once a month or multiple times a month? How should I record?
Multiple
times a month? Okay, thank you. Now, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Watching entertainment content, learning about business and products, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., or connecting with people who share your views and values, or organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, or accessing unfiltered news information? Which would be the most important?
Accessing alternate news.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. And for each one, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? And we almost answer. Now, Meta, or formerly known as Facebook, plays a positive role in society. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. How about TikTok keeps his users' data secure? Same question, same options. Agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree. How about X or Twitter plays a positive role in society? Same question, same options.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. How about Meta keeps his users' data secure?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Strongly disagree? Okay. How about X or Twitter keeps his users' data secure?
X or Twitter. Somewhat disagree?
Okay. How about TikTok plays a positive role in society? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law? You have heard about that one a lot, a little, or not heard nothing at all?
I heard about it a lot when it happened, yeah.
A lot, okay. Now, next I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. And generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly? Okay. Now, in generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely to vote for a candidate like that? Somewhat likely? Somewhat less likely? Or much less likely?
I'd say somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely? Okay. Somewhat more likely? Okay, thank you. Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news and TikTok, or because they are trying to help the rich, special interest friends and donors, or because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security, or because they are playing politics, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, or because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or because they have been influenced by a big tech lobbyist who worked for TikTok's competitors. What do you think is the main reason, the motivation behind banning TikTok?
So I get one.
Yes.
I would say it is because the viewpoints that people have on TikTok.
They're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. That one? Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? You can select more than one, okay? Now, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, or print newspapers or magazines, local TV news, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, talks or news radio, nationally evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, or news websites or apps, or music and entertainment sites, YouTube, or none of the above. What's your source?
YouTube.
Yes.
You said news aggregates?
Yeah, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard.
And then also social media.
With social media, so Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, right? Yep. Now, the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of a schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, some college, or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master? MBA?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Are you married, unmarried, you're living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm single.
Thank you, sir. Very smart. Now, sir, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Do they have to be my children or no?
No, it's just the way it sounds. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? That's the question. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, no, they don't have to be yours. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure, sir. Continue with your, it sounds great, you know. Keep studying.
Bye-bye,
sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
My respect. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.